Our next guest is the president of the Yankee Institute. Apparently, Connecticut State employees are on track for a $353 million raise as other states are delaying a wage increase. Check this out. Democratic governors in New York. Now, remember, I said Democrat governors in New York, Pennsylvania, and Virginia are temporarily suspending raises for state employees or freezing pay until they can get a better understanding of the fiscal impact of this pandemic. But thus far, Connecticut state employees are still scheduled to receive a second pay increase projected to cost taxpayers $353 million. Again, $353 million. The second round of wage increases is set for July 1st. The start of the 2021 fiscal year is comprised of about a 3.5% general wage increase combined with an annual step increase of 2%. To discuss this more, we have the president of the Yankee Institute. It's Carol Platt-Lebeau. Carol, good morning.
Good morning. Wonderful to be with you.
Thank you for being with us this morning. So as I'm reading more and more of this report, I'm a little sickened by it for a couple of reasons. Number one, while most people are losing their jobs or being furloughed or laid off, there are others who are protected. And not only are they protected, they're getting a raise. Number two, I can't even look at this as a Democrat because there's Democrat governors I mentioned in New York, Pennsylvania, Virginia, who are just saying, well, you know, they're going to temporarily at least suspend the raises for the time being until they can get a better understanding of the fiscal impact that the pandemic is bringing to their state. But no, not Connecticut. How does it account for this? Where is this coming from?
Well, that's what Yankee Institute is trying to draw attention to. We're asking Governor Lamont to do likewise and to suspend the pay increase for Connecticut state employees during the COVID-19 public health crisis. Mm. And, you know, we recognize the valuable service that a lot of these state employees are rendering during this crisis. You know, the doctors and nurses and Department of Correction officers, labor employees, first responders, and we're very, very grateful to them.
Of course.
We salute them and we thank them. But, you know, the fact is that this pandemic is going to have really great implications for our state budget. And so that's why we believe that the governor needs to suspend a scheduled wage increase for our state employees until we're all in a better position to understand the implications and the economic and fiscal fallout of the crisis.
You know, I'm kind of thinking that perhaps Ned Lamont's hands are tied with this. I remember when I was in the legislature just a couple of years ago, in 2017, there was a CBAC agreement negotiated between the union, state employee union, and then-Governor Daniel Malloy, where I think this was included. So would it be a fair assessment that Ned Lamont can't break that contract?
Well, you know, I believe his emergency powers would allow him to suspend legislative actions and regulations, and that's what the CBAC agreement would fall under.
Hmm.
And so, you know, our view is that given that you have all these private enterprises, these businesses closed and hundreds of thousands of people thrown out of work, their livelihoods jeopardized, and the fact that they're suffering, you know, we just believe that our public resources are going to be so strained that it is really irresponsible to be looking at this sort of 3.5% general wage increase combined with an annual step increase valued at roughly 2%.
Yeah.
And as you mentioned, Gary, it's the second raise that the state employees will receive in 2 years under this 2017 CBAC agreement.
Yeah, and to give people an idea of what we're talking about here, from an OFA analysis of the 2017 CBAC agreement, and just for those who are wondering what these acronyms are, OFA is Office of Fiscal Analysis for the state. The average full-time, now this is the average, this is not the high end, this is not the low end, this is an average. The average full-time state employee pay in fiscal year 2019 was $71,806. According to the Connecticut Data website, in fiscal year 2020, the average salary had increased from that $71,800 to $74,508, although the fiscal year doesn't end until July. So I'm just trying to wrap my hands around this, because there are other states that are that have a Democrat governor and legislature, and even they're allowing common sense to kind of, you know, rule their thoughts and saying, geez, you know what, we don't even know what kind of an impact this is going to have on our budget. It's going to have an impact, but they're not sure what exactly it will entail. So even they're kind of suspending. That's not to say that they're not going to go back and reinstate their state employees, but at least they're temporarily suspending it until they can get a full grasp of it. It just boggles my mind why we can't. It makes perfect sense why we can't do that here.
Well, and that's what we need to do, because Governor Lamont has already said that our deficit could reach $1.9 billion between this year and next year.
Yeah.
You know, and Connecticut has $2.5 billion in its reserve fund, but, you know, we have this depleted unemployment insurance trust fund, and we also have a lot of fixed costs that are going to be going up very rapidly, related to retirement benefits, bonded debt, and Medicaid. And, you know, the governor is now talking about the fact that we're going to need federal help to address some of our state costs. And, you know, if that's the truth, then, you know, obviously the most responsible thing is to be looking at how we can address our own issues before we go hat in hand for a bailout from taxpayers across the country.
Absolutely. Let me remind everybody that the state of Connecticut cannot lay off employees covered under the 2017 CBAC agreement until at least July of 2021. So what we're hearing this, okay, and $353 million in raises, while the private sector is getting laid off, getting furloughed, or just out and out lost their job because they're, you know, if they work for a small business, and a small business is deemed as any business with less than 500 employees. To me is kind of a medium sized business, but that's just my own personal opinion. I kind of threw in there. But there are people that actually just lost their job outright because the business actually closed. What kind of a message, though, does this send to the average Connecticut citizen in the, in the private sector?
Well, you know, that's exactly the point, Gary. And that's why we're coming out and making this request to the governor, because, I mean, even as non-essential businesses have been forced to close, or at least businesses that have been deemed non-essential by the state, because obviously to the people who own them and run them and work for them and depend on them for their livelihood, those businesses aren't non-essential. They're very, very essential. But even as the businesses that have been deemed non-essential have been forced to close and their employees file for unemployment benefits, non-essential employees who work for the state continue to receive pay and benefits. And that's why we think that suspending this scheduled pay increase is just a sensible measure.
It is.
And it's just a reasonable sacrifice by state government at a time when the private sector workers of Connecticut have been forced to sacrifice much, much more.
Yeah, it's sad because it's just another example that, you know, the public sector has been anointed as untouchable and holier than thou. And most of these people, like the rank and file members, I have no issues with. They're not the ones that are making the six-figure salaries. And it's sad that they get kind of lumped in, but it just sends a really bad message. And then they wonder why that when people talk about state employees in one broad stroke that they get kind of lumped into it, that there's a negative connotation with it.
Right. And the thing is that no one is asking to take anything from them.
No.
I think what everyone is doing right now
yes.
is simply saying, you know, we ask that as your portion of this shared sacrifice of what everyone is dealing with across the state.
Exactly.
We ask that you simply forego, at least for now, this increase, which will be the second in 2 years. And again, I mean, this would be, under this CBAC agreement, this labor agreement that Governor Malloy negotiated, state employees received a one-time $2,000 lump sum bonus in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
They received a 3.5% general wage increase and a 2% step increase in July of 2019. And they would be set to receive the same thing again this year.
Yeah, and they're not subject to furloughs. They're not subject to anybody getting laid off.
Not until next summer.
Right. And so if there's any consolidation, all they do is they just move you from one department to another. Your job is more or less protected. Who has that in life? I remember being in the legislature and even looking at other states. And they don't even their state employees don't have that kind of deal. This is pretty much unique specifically to the state of Connecticut. All right, listen, I got to let you go because I'm running out of time and got to take a break. Thanks for being with us this morning.
Well, it's a pleasure. And we hope Governor Malloy will suspend these wage increases.
Well, it'd be Governor Lamont, but it was Malloy
right.
that started it.
Governor Lamont is early, Gary. Thank you very much.
Always a pleasure. Have a great day.
You too.
You got it. Well, Malloy's the one that created this, though. He was the one that was governor when this 2017 agreement got signed. So